Manager's Log, Monday, July the 13th, 2020. Last week I was talking about education and returning to school, and I got an email from a friend in another school district in the San Francisco area, and they're talking about some of the things that they have experienced as teachers and what the situation of returning to school may cause them. And the discussion got carried on. Now, from that same school district, I don't know what the name of the school district is, but it's JUHSD. So the JUH, I don't know, but school district. That is where this person is referring to. This person is a board member of that district by the name of Kalima Salahundin. Person writes, I am vivid. Here is the thing. When I became a school board member, it was to help my district grow and heal. There were a lot of issues in the JUHSD 8 years ago, and my goal was to focus on teachers' retention, increasing salaries, being more culturally reflective and equitable for all students. You know, board member stuff. I didn't know that I was going to have to run and pass multiple tax campaigns for our district's survival, become a lobbyist to beg our state legislators to pay attention to public education. Well, in this letter, the person also says, as a school board member, it is not my responsibility to gamble with the lives of my school district community. No one wants us back to normal with in-classroom instructions more than me, but I am unwilling to ask anyone to risk their life for it. I'm sorry, but I will not do that. And there is no safe way to reopen schools right now in the JUHSD community with the resources that we have been given and the continued increase of infections rate. There is also not enough information on infection rates and the effects of this disease on children. I don't even know if we will have access to basic items like hand sanitizers when every school in California is competing with each other for large amounts. Sports teams with the wealth of staff and money and resources have yet to pull off reopening without an incident of infection, but school districts are supposed to make it happen with crumbs. So this discussion is getting very big, and well, it should. The takeaway this morning, they had an episode about that. They had a segment where they're talking about returning to school and what happens or what could possibly happen. Because we're talking about a normal that we send our children to public schools or private schools. They would be educated. They would experience socialization, entertainment, exercise, education, and be happy and visit with friends and have guidance on how to become an adult. And now this happens. We still have those same needs, but we have to figure out another way of doing it. There was a comment by another individual talking about Shasta, the Shasta School District, I suppose, where they have transferred into an online course. And I'm trying to make some contact with them as well, find out, well, what is that experience and what did you do? Because they, in the opinion of the writer, they did it very well. And that person was a former school teacher. So, on with the story. Very important. Thanks for listening.